What's up, everybody? I'm Matthew.
I'm Keenan.
And this is Jarikas, and welcome to the Glass House Podcast.
Up, everybody, welcome to the Glass House Podcast. I want to tell you, man, we are so honored and so excited that you guys have jumped on to join us for another exciting episode. Listen, I want to tell you something, man, this is about to be real good. I really got a sneaky suspicion that today's episode is going to be filled with content that hopefully will help you do your relationships better, your friendships better, and hopefully your future better. And so we've missed you guys over the last couple weeks. You know, Keenan was AWOL, but God done brought him back to holiness, so we're so glad to see him. So again, we are really honored for everybody jumping on, being a part of this episode. Thank you for all the downloads. Do me a favor, keep subscribing, keep downloading, keep telling people about the podcast, because I promise you, if you stick and stay, it's about to be good. So what's up, everybody? Keenan Collins, what's up? What's going on? Welcome to Glass House.
What's up, everybody? It's Keenan. I know I went AWOL for a little bit, but I'm back. Listen, it's a journey. Trying to finish off this degree, so y'all pray for me.
Yeah. He wants prayer. He's a Christian.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Collins, what's up, man?
What's going on? Good to see you guys. Glad to have Keenan back, of course. Yeah. We're gonna leave that right there, but yeah,
we're gonna leave that where it's at. He didn't miss us.
No, he didn't.
He was watching TV on the projector. Supposed to be on podcast. He's got his legs up on the projector. His wife exposed him.
He had the projector up on the wall.
Oh, y'all talking about that.
I don't know why he won't buy a TV. Why won't you buy a TV, Keenan?
We were watching that Derrick Jackson stuff.
Keenan, honestly, Keenan, why haven't you bought a TV?
Why? My projector is super cool.
But where you got that idea from?
Think about it. If anybody tries to rob my house, what's the first thing you look for?
The TV.
The big TV on the wall, right? No, you look for the TV. If you don't see a TV, boom, you ain't got nothing to steal.
Okay, so you're saying basically if somebody robs your house, they're not going to steal your projector?
No, they're not. Because you don't think about it.
So where's the projector located?
I mean, it's located on the opposite wall of where it shows. So it literally goes from wall to wall.
Got it. Appreciate it.
Legit. But it you don't see it until I turn it on. It's super cool.
Okay. So now we all know that Keenan uses a projector as a TV replacement. Gotcha. Perfect. So one more question. How do you watch Netflix and Hulu?
My projector.
So it got an app on it?
Yes. I watch
Amazon. So you don't have to hook it up to no computer?
No.
This is new for me. Collins, this is new for me.
No, it really is.
So I have my projector hooked up to my PS4, right? So my PS4, I ain't got the 5 like y'all rich people.
I don't even have a game system.
So I hooked it up to my PS4. I'm playing games. And my PS4 has all the apps.
So Keenan, everyone knows, Keenan and my co uses the PS4 for compensation of a TV. Sounds like a plan for TV.
And blames it on robberies.
Yeah. I don't know where he went with that. Just now, this is the same guy that wanted to.
When y'all ready? Yeah, when y'all ready to come to the movie theater? When y'all ready to come to the
now
movie
it's a theater. Now it's a theater. Got it. It went from the Brinson household to a theater. Got it.
Sounds able. Yeah. So yeah, we're good on you, Brinson.
We're good on your wall watching self. That's what we're good on.
He watches walls. We're good on you.
No, but everything is everything, man. And I'm excited for this next season of all of our lives. And today's episode is going to be a good one, though. I'm really excited about it because I think that a lot of people do relationships, do life, and I'm not talking about relationships in the aspect in which I'm talking about like romantic, but I'm talking about friendships, partnerships, whatever it may be. A lot of people do these kind of relationships, and I know we did previous episodes about boundaries, but today we want to talk about putting people in their place. Now, before you get all ratchet and tell your homegirl, child, I'm about to get somebody right. No, wait a minute. I think that it serves more content than you actually want to hear it from the offset of things. I think what the perspective that we want to come from is realizing that if there are not a ton of safeguards, or if you and the other person are not on the same page, don't be upset when they flip the page and you didn't agree to flip it. So that's what we want to talk about today. So I'm excited about that, y'all. So let's jump right into this conversation. And I want to ask y'all from the jump of things, have you ever recently, let's not say ever, let's say recently, have you recently had to put somebody in their place. Whatever one of y'all college students want to go first, please do so.
That's good. I'll start. I think.
Don't think not. You know you put them in their place. Tell us about it.
Well, I think I did it in a different type of way though. So for me, it was like groupings of friends, right? And certain people you can start off with, but you won't finish with, right? So certain people you'll start that journey with, and don't get me wrong, they'll be great assets to your life. They'll add some things to your life, but then you'll probably like get to a place where you're like, every time I call this person, all we're doing is gossiping, or every time I call this person, we're talking about the same thing over and over again. And if we can't elevate our conversation, it's simple. We learned it. If you're the smartest person in the circle, find another circle, right? Yeah. And it doesn't mean that who you started off with, you're just on top of them now, and you're the best, and you're the smartest one, or whatever. But in life, we change directions. You know, I'm a student. I'm married, right? So certain things I can't do. I don't want to talk about. I don't want to deal with. But you have those friends that you brought along with you that know you from who you used to be, right? But certain times you're like, man, like I have to put myself in a place, right? So it's not even about putting other people's in their place, but it's like finding the place where I need to be, right? So yeah. Finding the place where I need to be says, well, I have more contacts now in my phone with people's who titles start with doctor, right? So some folks in my phone I need to erase, right? The yeah. more contacts you get, the more contacts you got to erase. And it doesn't mean you're better than, but it means that, hey, I'm elevating as a person. I'm elevating as a human being. And sometimes when you elevate, you got to know what place you want to be in. And then that helps you to place other people where they need to be, right?
So good.
Rather that's, hey, you can be upfront with them like, hey, you know, I'm just not feeling that same connection. And it's okay to have that conversation with your friends. We think we only have to have that conversation in relationships, like romantic relationships, like, oh, I'm not feeling this, or I'm not feeling that no more, or whatever. Have that conversation with your friends. Say, hey, let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. Try to expand the conversation. And if they can't expand the conversation, I'm not telling you to belittle yourself. Still love them, care for them, but you may not talk to them as much.
Yeah. Collins, what's up? What's on your mind? Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, you know, I was thinking as Keenan was talking anyway, I was thinking about flipping your question on its head, you know, to say for me, you know, 2020 and even 2021, I would say has taught me how to put myself in place.
Yeah.
I think one of the greatest wisdom tips that I've received from what creation and pandemic has tried to teach us, but that specifically taught me, is the value of connection. And first being connected with yourself. So putting yourself in place for me means, you know, being connected with me to the point where I'm clear about where I'm going. Well, first of all, I'm clear about where I've been. I'm clear about where I am, and I'm clear about where I'm going. And I was thinking about this thing today, actually. I was talking to a friend about this. And I was mentioning to this friend that sometimes the reason why I think that God can't bless us with something more is because we don't appreciate where we are.
Yeah.
So it takes me really realizing where I've been and where I am, especially as a person, to really think about placement in the future. And a lot of that has to do the things that we entertain in people and all those things. And so I've just really been in a place of putting myself in right position so that, you know, I won't continue to allow people in my life that don't appreciate me, or to allow people in my life that don't align with, you know, the core values of who I am, which is constantly evolving. I think that we all should evolve until we can't live anymore. However, if this person is constantly disrespecting you, constantly undermining you, these persons are constantly in competition with you, and you never started the competition they did, you know.
Yeah.
If this person thinks that they have to one up you, or you have to one up them, you know, you have to be able to discern whether or not, you know, you can work with that. And I think that only comes when you don't try to put people in their place, but when you put yourself in place, right? Because when you establish yourself in a certain way, and Keenan just spoke on this eloquently, I mean, when you establish yourself in a certain way, there are certain things that won't even come to you, let alone things that will be allowed to stay with you, right?
Yeah.
You have to understand that as much as you grow, you'll become honey to bees, but you'll also become a repellent to mosquitoes.
Stop. Say that again. Say that again for the people in the back. That was good.
You'll become honey to bees, because bees need honey, because we always see them being for the steam, but they need honey. But you'll become a repellent to mosquitoes that only come to destroy what the bees need. Okay. And so,
That's good.
We should talk about
that
putting ourself in place.
That's good.
And to live within proper relationships.
Yeah, most definitely. Matt, help me out with this one. But I have a friend, right? And I don't think she'll mind me sharing this. But I have a best friend. I'm super duper close with her. Talk to her almost every day or whatever. Like, that's my girl, right? And she's like, man, Keenan, I keep getting these bogus dudes trying to talk to me, right? Like, you know, it's either somebody trying to talk to me through my family members, or somebody hitting me up on social media, or if I'm out or whatever at the club, or whatever, you get what I'm saying? They're just trying to talk to me because of in that moment, da 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 da. And I told her this, and it helps this conversation. I told her, I said, how about you place yourself somewhere else, right? Yeah. Like, do your homework at a coffee shop.
Stop that.
You get what I'm saying? Like, go downtown and place yourself around different people, around different crowds, and expand yourself, because I don't want to dive too far into that conversation, but we have to learn how to expand ourselves and introduce ourselves to new groups, new peoples, and place ourselves in different areas of what we want to receive, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want those knuckleheads hitting you up, or you don't want somebody sliding in your DMs just because you posted a picture or a thirst trap or whatever, switch your pictures up. Switch what you're giving out to the people. You know, boss up. And that's what I told her, like, boss up, you know, show people what you're doing. Don't just show people pictures of your smiling face. We done seen 1,000 of those, you know, so.
I think people have to be honest about what their expectations are. That. You know, I'm not a fisher. I don't fish, basically. but, you know, you don't put, I think that you guys are no better than I do, probably. There's certain kind of bait that catch different kind of fish, right? And so some people aren't really honest about, like, what they're trying to catch, but they always seem to be amused on the result of what they catch. The thing is, you never change the bait to get them. So why are you so confused about the outcome when you get it? Right. That goes back to something that Colin said that was so good. And I want to really get personal with this conversation. There was some Colin said a few seconds ago about getting back in place. And you both have spoke great about getting back in place. And I think part of that is understanding that you have to know when you have exaggerated your place in other people's life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes mm-hmm. people don't realize that some relationships don't mature and don't go to the next level because you think what you're getting out is more than what they're putting into it. That doesn't mean that we're on bad terms. That doesn't mean that basically saying, what I'm basically trying to articulate is, I'm calling this person my best friend. I'm saying this is my best friend. That's my homie. That's my best friend. And I'm now disappointed when I realize that person doesn't treat me like their best friend. But whoever, that person never told me they were my best friend. It's so critical that whoever you decide to do life with, not relationally, but just period, whoever you decide to do life with is on the same page about you that you are with them. Because if not, you will keep facing disappointment when you get out of place. And we're not just talking about destinations, right? We're talking about, like, your experiences with people, right? And I want to ask you both something as we even talk about that a little bit more. And it is this, it's really this. And I want to talk about it. I don't want to go too far into it, but I want you both to talk about, like, how do you manage relationships that you've outgrown? I know you are both kind of dealt with it a little bit, but when I say outgrown, I'm not talking about outgrown as it pertains to academia, or outgrown as it pertains to okay, for example, when I decided that I wanted to marry Aaliyah or get engaged or whatever the case may be, I remember that there were some friendships that I had to dial back a little bit. Not that they were negative friendships, not that they were bad friendships, but some friendships are too close for comfort. Does that make sense, y'all? So when you have some friendships that are too close, and you don't want, and okay, let's put it like this. Okay, let's change. I'm going to change the scenario, and then we're going to go back. Keenan loves to laugh, but I want to change the scenario real quick. I want to change the scenario. Wow. Okay.
I saw where you were going, Robert.
I did, but I flipped the script. Don't get on my nerves. I'm going to flip my script. So let's.
Wow.
Let's change the scenario. I want to change the scenario. All right. So all right. Here's the thing. All right. This is the scenario. Some people can't speak well of you around you because they've spoken so bad behind your back about you. And what I'm trying to say is some people you've outgrown, particularly because you decided to get back in relationships with somebody else, but they're still holding on to all the negative things you said about that person. So have you guys ever outgrown a relationship? If so, give me an example of what that kind of relationship was and what aspect in which you outgrown with that person. See how I just rephrased the whole god doggone thing. So go ahead.
To your situation that you were speaking to.
Don't talk about my life. Talk about your life. Get out of my business.
I'm just gonna give a general answer to that. Because if you're in a situation, if it's too close to comfort, stop letting so certain stuff be too comfortable, right?
So good. That's good. That's good and simple.
Yeah, you learn what conversations to have with who, right? I have a group of friends. My group of friends are totally different, right? I have preachers, I have DJs, I got some drug dealers that's some friends, right? But
please don't say that on here. Thank you.
I know what conversations to have with who, right? So that's the first thing. Know what conversations to have with.
Why you say that? Because some people can't handle certain kind of conversations, or some people don't know how to hold water. Which one is it?
Both. I mean, both. But let me also say this, that I'm at the point in my life, in my short years of life, where I'm not even committing myself to that anymore. I feel like I'm so close-knit in who I talk to, who I give information to, who knows the next steps in my life.
Right.
That if any of my business is in the street in any way, whether if it's good, bad, indifferent, whatever, if it's my business and it's in the street, it's so close-knit to the point I know who said it.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't got that testimony.
No, because I'm not gonna pick up my phone. I'm not gonna text back anybody or group of people that I feel like are not for my best interest. It took you a while to get there.
I'm sure. Like you didn't get in that mode.
It's a process. When you begin to like know you, right?
Yeah.
And like appreciate you, there are other people who will appreciate you. You don't have to dial back who you are, and then say, "Oh, well, like let me pick up the phone, but let me be careful. Don't pick up the phone."
Yeah.
They'll get the memo. That's it. You don't talk to them anymore.
So it's the idea of it's the idea of trading respect for attention.
Yeah. And a lot of people trade that to have a sense of a relationship that's really nothing. That's literally built off of lies. Wow. And as long as you lie to yourself, then you're good in terms with that person. But when you start to really just like see like, oh yeah, you really don't appreciate me. You appreciate what I bring, you appreciate a skill. You appreciate something else, but you really don't appreciate me because every time I try to show you me, you block out me to try to get this picture of the me that you want to see. And so a lot of people trade, you know, truth in these relationships to have this facade of, oh, we friends. I'm friends with such and such. I know they ain't S, but I'm friends with such and such.
Now he's saying S.
Most times though, guys, it's like a tug of war thing, right?
Yeah.
Like one friend told me if you don't draw them, they'll draw you, right? But it's like a tug of war thing where I don't want to let this person go because I know this about them or whatever, or I may know something. I may know this secret, or I may know that, or whatever.
You know what, so you know at this point.
But we're like, I don't want to get rid of that person or whatnot because, oh, at one point in time, they fed me when I was hungry. They dealt whatever, right? But then you're now evolving into a new person, and that person is trying to pull you to, oh, well, yeah, I know you do this, or I know you like this, or I know you used to like this, or whatever, da 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 da. And then we're just playing pulling each other back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's like, not only am I trying to evolve, but if you're trying to stay in that same place, bro, if you're comfortable there, stay there. But just know I gotta go.
That's good, Kenan. I gotta go. So yeah, even if I don't go, even if I don't go and move to Texas, I go somewhere mentally. Because I don't think a whole lot of people understand this. And Kenan, you know, you're married, so I want you to just straight up add perspective 100% right here. That is, I remember my godfather, when I was telling him, hey, I got this girl, I want to get engaged to, so on and so forth. He said, you know, this is my only advice I'm going to offer you. He said, keep people out your business.
Yeah.
Because if you get them in, it's going to be hard to get them out.
Right.
And all of us, in some way, I'm going to speak to me, in some way, when you initiate somebody in your relationship, whether it be friendship, mm-hmm, romantic shit, whatever it is, and you decide mentally that you want to get them out, but you didn't feel the need to update them, they're going to in some way be insulted when you didn't tell them about a particular thing that went wrong. There's something Collins want to say, because I'm getting ready to act up.
No, but watch this, though. I get that, and I believe in that, and I agree with that. That's why I try not to get in people's business, especially folks married on that. That's your business. Yeah, but you got to learn what you're doing. Right. You got to learn how to stay out of folks' business.
Go ahead, Collins.
Yeah, no, because let's be honest. Because some of the messiest people are the people that want folks to stay out of their business. But you be in everybody else's business, calling, doing this, trying to see. No, stay in your business.
Yeah.
And you can't get mad when people don't tell you their business.
Listen, Colin, let's settle on that for a minute. Because
before you say this, let me give you something to help you, because you about to bless us. Attracted to tea. You're attracted to tea.
Collins loves to be messy on podcasts, and I'm not getting into that with him.
No, Brinson got something. You're attracted to tea.
And literally, we have to learn how to stay out of people's business.
Now, when you say stay out of people's business, when you say go ahead and simplify that, Brinson. When you say what you saying?
If you are not invited, don't go. You get what I'm saying?
What if you're you not, are invited?
If you're not invited, don't go. Don't ask. There's something that the military lives by. It's don't ask, don't tell. You get what I'm saying? God. And in certain things, when you get to a certain point in life, and that's why I said you gotta focus on you, because when you get to a certain point in life, certain things that you would converse about, you're not even worried about that no more.
Like, so y'all watch Real Housewives?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hold on. Stop. Let's not say I watch Real Housewives. Aaliyah watches Real Housewives, and I support her watching Real Housewives.
No, he watches it too. What is he trying to prove?
I support my woman watching Real Housewives, but I want to make a point.
Oh, you watch it with her, and that's okay.
Collins, you're not going to tell my business on this podcast, though.
No, because you lie.
Boy, I love Kenya. Let me make a point. I'm making a point. Oh, I need to make my point.
I love Kenya.
But here's my point. Now, to our listeners who watch Real Housewives, first of all, if you watch Real Housewives, you have your opinion about everybody. Aaliyah is a Porsche fan. Nobody is a Kenya fan. LaToya is annoying. Everybody else. But here's a problem that I have with one particular person. Now, every episode, I say this to Aaliyah all the time. And y'all don't need to log off right now, because it's about to be good. I say this to Aaliyah every episode. I say, you know what? I like Candy. But the last episode, I say, you know, one thing I don't like about Candy is every time someone confides in her about something, she goes and asks the other person what they were basically confided about. Okay, let me give you an example. So Drew, this is so drama for right now. Drew went to Candy and said, hey, I think LaToya's sleeping with Prophet Lot.
Oh my God.
And so
said it.
they at the better when they at the Black Business Expo that Cynthia, why do I know all this? That Cynthia and Portia was doing when they at, by the way, if you didn't watch last week's episode, this is a spoiler. So why they at the Black Expo this. Thing, while they're at this Black Expo thing, Candy makes it her business to go say to LaToya, hey, so what's up with you and Profit Live?
Yeah.
She robs Drew out of the opportunity to even talk to LaToya about it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
She opens up the can. Same thing with Kenya. When Mark served Kenya the alimony report and the divorce papers, she goes to dinner with LaToya and say, hey, did you know that Mark served Kenya some papers? My point that I'm making is this. We have some people in our lives, whether we want to believe it or not, and I've learned who those people are in my life, that just because I tell you something don't mean I want you to fix it for me.
Period.
And neither do I want you to go volunteer my business.
Right.
I'd say all I had to prove that point. You know, I'm a preacher sometimes, so I go around the corner to come across the street. So, yeah, like you got to I think it's important to be able to discern when people in your life don't know their place. Can we just agree to that, y'all? Like, you got to know, you got to discern, and you got to make adjustments quick. If not, you will literally open up a door to toxicity that is hard to close. Because I'm going to go here, and then we got to wrap it up. To a certain degree, I'm going to ask you this, ask y'all both this. To a certain degree, people who don't know their place feel entitled to your business.
Mm.
Would you agree or disagree?
To a certain degree.
Would you agree or disagree?
People who what now? Say it one more time.
Like people who don't know their place feel entitled to a particular place in your life or your business. So for instance, say for instance, you got somebody
I'll say this. The only reason why somebody would not, because we don't classify what people's places are in our lives, right?
Yeah.
We don't classify, we don't give people titles, right? We put everybody in friend zone. We say, oh, that's my friend. But we don't give people titles. There's a difference between a mentor and a life coach, right?
Yeah.
So you have to learn who can I talk to and about what can I talk to them about? And if you've given me a track record that you run your mouth, why am I talking to you? So that's why I said we do so much about checking other people, about telling our business, about doing this, about doing that. When the prophet has said it herself. When somebody shows you who they are,
believe them. We say this thing at work all the time that like when somebody like asking me something, like when, and it's not arrogant when I say this, like somebody like one of the associates maybe asking me something about something pertaining to my job. I say this all the time. That's above your pay grade. Or when somebody asking me something that relates to something regional, I say that's above my pay grade. That's why they get paid the big bucks. There are certain levels to exposure and expectations in your life. There are certain levels of exposure you give people and there's certain level of expectations you have from people.
Right, right.
When you don't know the two, everything starts to collide. I don't care if you're single, married, dating. I don't care what you are, monogamy, like whatever it is. Like everything begins to collide.
But what we must master is stop reaching down if we claim that we so up.
Collins, you're a great closer. Say that one more time, Collins.
Stop reaching down if you claim you're so high. If you claim you're so high, stop reaching down. Reaching down to be meddling. Reaching down to be messy. Reaching down to be involved. Reaching down to beg for friendships. Reaching down to do all of that. Stop reaching down. Stay up top.
And it's been a great show. I'm glad that.
That's not anything you can really add to that part, right? Like,
wow.
No, but I will say this though, for all of us, though, all jokes aside. And that is, I don't believe this whole and I wanted to say this earlier. I don't believe the whole notion that every time you advance in life, you need a new squad. I really believe that who you have on your team in this life does matter. I don't believe that every season requires new friends. Y'all believe that? I do believe every season opens the portal to new connections. But the older I get, the more precious the word friend becomes to me. Everybody just ain't my friend. Everybody that got my number ain't my friend. Everybody that calls me isn't my friend. Well, Matthew, what are they? They're people that I know. They're associates, because what I realize is that God, if you are a Christian or a believer, really there are some God-given friendships that will change your entire life. So I don't believe that every season requires a new friendship, but I believe that that we have to manage and maintain the ones that we have very, very well. If not, man, and some marriages, they don't even last a year because the mama decided to come get into business, or it's just sometimes we give people too much access to our life. Like, you know, we got to know when to shut the door, like, get out of my business. So I really just believe, man, that that putting people in our in their place is also an emphasis for us to remain in our place as well, so that we don't get out of pocket, you know, that we don't misstep. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't. There are just certain boundaries you just don't cross. And it's better now that we established them. If not, they'll just go downhill from there. So that's what I wanted to add to that. But yeah, great conversation, y'all. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, this was good.
Put people good in their place. I love that. Oh, by the way, thank you everybody for 1,000 downloads. I wanted to just say
yes,
that
real quick. Plus 1,000 downloads plus.
I'm sorry, 1,000 plus. You guys don't.
We're on our way to number one. We're on our way to number one, and that's because of everybody that listens and tunes in. Thank you,
thank
you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. Every single episode has been super great. Seriously, we mean this. Whatever y'all want to hear, just send us a DM, send us a message some way. Just throw some ideas our way. If you guys ever even have any questions about whatever we're talking about, or any random questions, I think we can add a little bit of nuance to that. The next time you'll be listening, Keenan Brinson will be Keenan Brinson MDiv. I just want to say that. I just want to say that. Yes. I just want to say that. 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 The next time you'll be hearing from us, the man will be have graduated with his Masters of Divinity. And I just want to say, what a great accomplishment. Congratulations, man.
Absolutely. Congrats.
Congratulations. You work for it. You earned it, man. And do great things with it. The degree is nothing without the person that doesn't have the drive. So I'm excited for you, man. Collins is on his last freaking year at Yale. I love to hear it. I love to say it. I love to hear it.
Yeah, and, listen, I tell everybody, I got a friend that go to Yale.
Listen, don't do me like that. I do that all the time. I have a Morehouse hat. What? Did you know I had a Morehouse hat?
Oh, God, that boy there.
Kenny, you were there when I brought the Morehouse hat at the graduation. Exactly.
Happy graduation.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Come ask for my student ID. I don't have a student ID. I'm buying this hat for me. Praise God. More hats. Next time I'll be on, I'll have graduated from Point University, and I'm super excited about that. Man, there's great things happening.
Congratulations.
Oh, yes.
You did it. Listen,
everybody.
Keep going.
We have so much to celebrate amongst each other, man. Don't have no friends in your life that don't celebrate your wins. I mean, I'm just going to say that. You don't want nobody celebrate nothing you do. Like, I mean, like, you got a new car, congratulations. Why you got to hate on everything your homeboy get?
I mean,
it's nice, but I don't. They always got to add a but. Just say it's nice, right?
But I don't.
Yeah, she cute, but I don't know. Who asked you? It ain't your girl anyway. Like,
oh,
what?
God.
Like,
oh, God.
I can't wait till Collins get a boo. We going to just, I mean, this whole part, I'm going to keep doing it. Dude. Like, I mean, Collins has gotten away so easy without having a boo that nobody hits him with anything relationally. But the moment Collins comes out with the boo, it's over. It's over.
What's your deal, man?
What's happening with me?
Well, it's the glass house, people. This is how we do it.
If you're in Connecticut, I'm just playing.
Wow.
If you're in Connecticut and you're open. The number is 706-4. I'm coming. I'm kidding.
Oh, how to go? It's been a good one, y'all.
Thank y'all so much for listening to the Glass House Podcast. It's been an amazing episode. My name is Matthew.
I'm Keenan, y'all.
Can we do that again real quick? Thank you for listening to the Glass House Podcast. My name is Matthew.
This is Jari.
I'm Keenan.
Okay, yeah, can we go ahead and get it? Let's get a system. Let's get a system.
All right. Matthew, Jari is Big Keenan. Go.
Okay, we're doing gosh. This on purpose. Thank you for listening. Y'all don't want to end this, but I got to eat my burgers. Praise God. Thank you for listening to the Glass House Podcast. This is Matthew.
This is Jarikas.
And this is Kenan.
Until next time, peace, family.
Peace.